AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. The president killed the proposed Keystone XL pipeline today, ending a seven-year political tug-of-war with Canada.
In a speech 2 years ago, the president said Keystone would only be approved if it
does not significantly exacerbate the problem of carbon pollution.
Yet the State Department concluded Keystone would actually have little impact, since Canada's dirty tar sands oil will come to market regardless. But Press Secretary Josh Earnest says building Keystone would make it harder to get polluters like China and India to join global climate efforts.
If those are policies that we only implement in the United States, it will not have the desired effect of preventing a warming planet.
Critics contend this latest rationale for rejecting Keystone's the difference between science and politics. Mark Smith at the White House.
House Speaker Paul Ryan calls the administration decision sickening, though not surprising. He goes on to say in a statement that not only does it reject tens of thousands of good-paying jobs, it goes against the will of the American people and a bipartisan majority of Congress. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says the decision shows the president is, quote, more interested in appeasing deep-pocketed special interests and extremists than helping tens of thousands of Americans who could have benefited from Keystone's good jobs. Jerry Bodlander, Capitol Hill.
Ben Carson's campaign says the front-running GOP presidential candidate was not offered a full scholarship to West Point, as he wrote in his autobiography. On October 9th, Carson told Charlie Rose on PBS that he was offered a full scholarship but decided to take a different path. By the way, students are not awarded scholarships to West Point. They earn appointments to the military academy, which comes with tuition, room and board, and expenses paid in exchange for 5 years of service after graduation. This is AP Radio News. The annual Christmas tree has arrived at Rockefeller Center from a farm in Gardner, New York.
It's sure not beginning to feel a lot like Christmas here in New York with temperatures in the 70s, but they're still getting ready for it with this 10-ton, 78-foot Norway spruce, which came from the front lawn of Albert Asendorf's home. He admits, ironically, he was looking for a way to get rid of it.
It's taking up most of the front yard. The sun wasn't coming in on the house anymore. And we were going to knock it down ourselves at first last year, but then I said, ah.
So he sent in a picture to Rockefeller Center. The Christmas tree lighting is December 2nd. Julie Walker, New York.
Officials investigating an apparently extensive case of sexting at a southern Colorado high school. Cannon High School has already forfeited its final football game of the season because of the number of players involved. Some students have also been suspended. Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.